Hey everyone, John Gonzalez here from MLive.com.
And Amy Sherman, and we'd like to welcome you to this special podcast edition from MLive.
So Amy, who do we have next on the show?
Well, we are lucky enough to have someone kind of from my neck of the woods in the summertime. Don Tucker from the Silver Lake Sand Dunes Association in area. This is one of my favorite parts of the state of Michigan. We have a lot of family history there, and we have a family cottage just a mile north of you.
But it's very generational.
It is, isn't it?
But yeah,
where,
it's cool.
Where exactly are the Silver Lake Sand Dunes?
We're about 20 minutes south of Ludington, which I think most people kind of know on the west side of the state, Ludington or Muskegon.
On the greatest of the Great Lakes.
Right. And just right in between Muskegon and Ludington is usually how I get people that. Or an hour north of Grand Rapids. If you want to mark a larger city.
You drive fast. So, it takes me about hour 15.
Yeah, well, you know. I should probably say about an hour 15.
Well, yeah, the beautiful thing, though, you are located, I consider, like, Michigan to be the greatest of the Great Lakes. I'm a little preferential there.
Yeah, we're going
to
be biased,
for sure. It is a beautiful, beautiful part of the state.
It is. I grew up in Detroit, and it's very underestimated when you make that trip up there how beautiful it is. It really is gorgeous. You know, we hear a lot of times during the summer that it's mistaken for. If I didn't know I was in Michigan, I would think I'm, you know, out east, you know, looking at the ocean. So it has that effect. I think it's gorgeous.
And part of the reason, too, is the amount of recreation there is in the area, right?
Yeah, it probably what Silver Lake Sand Dunes is most known for is a lot of entertainment. A lot of we're marketing ourselves as very much outdoor. You know, when it rains, it's tough, you know, but we don't hide that fact.
Right.
You're there to, you know, outdoor enthusiasts renting, you know, buggies or so. Yeah, there's a lot to do, John.
Amy, have you done the buggies before?
Oh, we have our own Jeep.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Nice. So we go out. My dad doesn't go out too much anymore. He's a little bit older now. But yeah, we used to go out all the time. And but one thing I think that a lot of people don't realize is you don't have to have your own Jeep. There are plenty of places that you can rent either a dune buggy, four-wheel drive, and whatever you want, and go out and experience the dunes. And that it is a crazy experience, John. We are going
to
do that this summer.
I would love to do it. I've never done it before.
You've never done it?
No.
It really is. It's so known for that one-third of the 2,000 acres for off-roading. And you can't do that anywhere. I mean, you have to go, you know, way out west to do something like that. So it makes us very, very unique and is a gem to be able to do that.
It's very fun. I mean, it's like going snowmobiling in the wintertime type of thing. But you're out there and you're cruising around and it's crazy. Okay, so my favorite car I ever saw out in the dunes was this giant limousine. It was called the Liminator.
What?
Do you remember that car?
Yeah.
And it was all jacked up
like
10 feet in the air, but it was a limousine.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
And it was on the dunes?
Oh yeah.
It was on the dunes.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, people bring some things that shouldn't be up there. And that's okay. I mean, it's fine. And they don't make it out. But back to the rental thing, there are a lot of places that rent, you know, from buggies to Jeeps, and they do an awesome job.
Yeah, because they really guide you, and you can
really
go on a guided tour. So if you're a newbie, you don't have to feel like you don't know what you're
doing.
It's
a good option.
Yeah.
And the amount of attention that they put to safety, I think is I can't say enough about them. They do a great job.
So in the summers, you're just bombarded with a lot of families then.
Yeah, it is. Silver Lake has changed a lot in the last 10, 15 years. We've owned and operated a business there for 14, but my wife's family's been there 40 doing business in Silver Lake. And drastic change now. It used to be more couples and for the off-road experience only. But now I think the beauty of it and the way it's being marketed by MLive, it's family. And there's still some deep-rooted generational. Like, there's a lot of emotion attached to Silver Lake.
Go every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go every year.
Yeah.
Well, and it's great because if you don't have a cottage, you can go stay at the state park, which is on Silver Lake, which is
gorgeous.
Beautiful, beautiful setting.
It is.
Or you can, you know, you could get you have several hotels that you can select from and private cottages that you can rent from. So many options, I feel, when you go out there. And one thing you have to do when you're in Silver Lake is you have to go out to the lighthouse.
Oh, yeah, Little Point Sawa.
Yeah,
it's a must.
It's a must. And then you can be terrified as you climb to the top of the lighthouse
and
walk outside.
There's not a lot of them that you can do that. You know, and it's actually the tallest lighthouse on the west side. So
I didn't realize it was the tallest. No wonder I'm terrified when
I'm
at the top.
Well, yeah, it is. It's Big Sobble's bigger, but it's not as tall. And yeah, to walk up there and
it has graded steps, so you see all the way down. Oh, and on the way, so I make my kids do it every year, and every year they're
John
like, "We don't want to do
it.
We don't want to do
right
it."
Now.
I'd be with your kids
or I'm not sure.
Okay, here's another one of my favorite things because this is my show right now.
I guess I'm gonna drop the mic.
But this is another one that I've told you about that we're gonna go check out is the freaking chicken.
Oh yeah,
I love the freaking chicken.
Yeah, good. It's good stuff.
It's so good.
No, seriously. I mean, I've traveled a lot and it's a good spot. They do a nice job. It's like a giant rotisserie.
They're not deep fried wings.
They're rotisserie wings, and it's right on the spot, and it's fresh. It's
all right.
Good.
So now I'm ready to come back.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about food and things to do and outside of the recreation.
Yeah. There's some fun things happening. Big Heart Brewery was a new addition in Hart. Hart's more of our commerce, which is only like not even a 10-minute drive from Silver Lake, and so the food options are coming around. There's a Sands restaurant right down in town. A lot of people, and Frickin' Chicken's obviously exploded the last 5 years. So that's a hot spot.
At Craig's Cruisers. So you can go there and you can, you know, do go-karts, and there's an arcade and other fun things like that.
Yep.
And of course, if you're going to stay at the state park, you can stop at Hanson's.
Of course.
The world's greatest grocery store where you can get world famous Hanson brats.
Really?
Oh man.
He had a grocery store in Traverse City and then moved home. And took and applied that to Hart, and amazing. You can find cheeses you probably normally wouldn't find. His wine selection that he added. I mean, just
his craft beer selection.
People underestimate that little grocery store. It's phenomenal.
Is do you have a donut place up there? It seems like when we did Michigan's Best Donut, we were up in there somewhere.
Oh, probably Marat's.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah, Dan Marat's has been. 40, 50 years probably.
And he's downtown Hart now. I think maybe when you went, he might have been out in Mears. Yeah, in Mears.
Yeah,
but now he's downtown
moved into
Hart,
which they have a whole Main Street program that is really, re-energized downtown.
That's great.
Yeah.
And at Marat's, I got to try the flip-flops. They're like these pastries filled with jam, and they're fantastic. Mm.
I should give a little plug to La Probita. It's like a hidden, authentic Mexican place.
Is it the one that's out on the highway?
It's in downtown Hart. So it's a grocery store across from La Fiesta.
Yeah.
Walk to the back of the grocery store, and it's a hidden kitchen. Nothing fancy, but the food, amazing.
Is this the place that has great tamales, too?
Oh, they
emailed me going, hey, you need to come and try our tamales.
Well, La Fiesta is probably more known for the tourist side.
Yeah, because it's just like a regular Mexican restaurant.
But you're not gonna notice La Probita in the back of the grocery store. But you won't find a better tamale.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking John's language.
Warming up. Yes, you are.
How could you not already be warm? It's the Silver Lake area. Yeah, come on, right? It's fantastic.
I think I want to go on my
I'm with
ride.
Amy with us.
Well, I'm gonna go on the ride with your dad. Yeah. It'd be my style.
It'd be your style. He'll take you mushroom hunting.
Yeah.
In the Jeep. That's what they do.
And if you want to just come on your own, stop by. We'll take care of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, if people want to get information about the entire Silver Lake area, where should they go?
The Visitor Bureau website, Think Dunes, THINK, dunesplural.com is the best resource.
I've never been on that. I'm gonna have to go and see what else I'm missing.
Yeah, we've worked partners with M Live and Gaslight Media, and have done a phenomenal job with our marketing.
All right, thinkdunes.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think Dunes.
Think Dunes. All right. Well, I'm gonna go check that out. But if you need any other tips, feel free to call me, Amy Sherman. Yeah. I'm
no.
And go visit Silver Lake this summer.
Yeah. What a good connection. That made it easy.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. And,
pleasure. Hi, Don Tucker, Silver Lake Sand Dunes Visitor Bureau. Thanks for having me on M Live. Great show today. And feel free to head to thinkdunes.com for any information on the area.